because he will not tell him the lie. Whether his obligation was to supply Dafke this vino, and since this vino is for some, so maybe he has no obligation. Or the obligation is any other vino. So it is off it. So he says, because then if he already gave, if the Baal HaChamre, the owner of the wine, already paid, so then he cannot recover it back. Because then the Baal HaSfino is the Murzek. But if he didn't give, so Bezdin cannot force him to give. Why? Because I'm eating Haveri all over Raya. And the question is, so why do we say, if Nosan little cannot take back, but he tofas his matimene? The answer is, here it's tofas pershus. So tofas pershus is loy matimene. So loy matkin minay only by taltos, but by kakoyes, even tavas pershus is still matkin minay. Why? Because by the taltos there is such a thing as a change of possession. Let's say Ruben has the chayvet, then Shimon pershus was David. So who is the possessor? Shimon is the possessor. But karka is always pershus more kind. So it doesn't make any difference. The fact that he stands on the premises, so that doesn't involve, constitute a change of possession. Constitutes a change of possession, so he becomes the Mosek, the Tefet. But the Kakoyes, he doesn't become a Mosek just because he steps on it. And Kakoya Pubishus Limanye, the Riley Dolom, the Kainik Rab Nachman, the Yoma Visitashil. Tired is here on mask of the Hedish Evo, that after the born, we save a Hedish and tell me Besden is cool in mask here, not like Shmuel. We pass like a mark. So after the born, we save a Hedish, we tell me Besden, so cool in mask here. And the Sikha cannot say, I already lived in your house now, and so I don't have to give you any money because I am tofus. The answer is, what? The fact that he already lived in the house, what does it mean? There was already tvise. Tvise of what? Of mitaltling, tvise of the house. So, but the kakoyes is always gushus more. So, even if for stay phase, it did not change the possession, the more kame. The landlord is still the moon. The Besen Kula in Nashim Kake, Yemi Kake, because the Balernes, for us on the Schustoff is a Snandig Mondam in the Kobishlation, so the Sella, she would take his Bershus from Shir Sabu, a Flochamon in the Kark, because the Balernes, Nanibot, he said, Ubo say, you have a Kirakois, make it without a lean. Avalin, Tvise, Shaloy Bershus, Now, so far, so many clothing. So, number one, that the general principle is that itofas is sofi, itofas is mitzinis. But then there are exceptions. So one exception is if it's mitzvah adil higui. So then it's loy mafkin mrei. That's one exception. Then another exception is if it is a topic of trade, so he tofas is Eimitzin Eise. Is Eimitzin Eise Yare. Eimitzin Eise Yare. And then, if it's tough as Bershus, so Eimitzin Eise Yare. If it's tough as Bershus. And then, but we say, tough as Bershus is Eimitzin Eise Yare only by Mitaldla. So Tfis Ishayach. But the Kakoye is, so even Tafid Bershus is still Mitzinis. Ubote yafike ya kakoi, tuk ya metals na, in fisi shaloi bershus, kechumain kakoi, kechumain metals na, umi ya yechad isfegi di mameine ise, yechad isfegi di mameine ise, mach, mach, nisein shebal indomo, שאם הקרישים זה זה, ונסבור לנו אמס בחי גם, נהיתו אשר בעידים, מהניה לא יתפיס עושה, מגדי בוי אומר, לא יהיו דבורים ביילום, אבל היכם, שהסוף יקום אחמס הדין בעצמי, ומהן יתפיס אפל שליבים, ולקל מהמיה, נאו, אם דה סוף יקיס, אם יציאת. So Ruvain says one thing and Shimon says the other thing. And then Shimon says that it belongs to him. Or it belongs to him or it's due to him. So and if he was Tefes, Shaloi made him, but he is made it. That he was status tamoven. But he says, I was status tamoven because it belongs to me. So then he's never me. Because he could have said, I wasn't status tamoven. I always said it that I did. I wasn't status. So the fact that he admitted that originally Reuven had possession of it, and he was status, shows that he's an honest person. He says the truth. But suppose the suffering the deen. And then the Tfisi Shaloi Beidim. There is not Shaiach to say Mige. What's Shaiach to say Mige? He's an honest person. So the fact is an honest person, so it proves that the Halacha is on his side, not on Reuven's side. I mean, that's not Shaiach. So Mele says it of a portion. So Avo Heiche Shasofiku Mahadim Da'atzme. The man in Tfisi Av Shaloi Beidim Ulek Lamiam Mige. וכל גדל גדל נדם ממן יתפיסי אני מבסיק עם המיני שעדינו נית ולנקולה דיקו ממני כמין אחס כסמורה אבל תיקו שעדינו שיח ליקו שנחל ממיור זכי זה מחברי סופור דר זה סוף נדין בקוז זה סבית לי שתה and no one is a מוזק so then אם תופע שחל מהם is a מיצים יודעי in other words the Mugesev says when we say talk faith a מיצים is מיצים is in your day like Sophic prayers, where the soil is the muzik, the original possessor, and then the Kayan was taken. So we take it back from him, from the Kayan, we give it back to the original possessor. But suppose no one is a possessor. No one is a possessor. Let's say in Tok Fe Kayan, it's in Sophic prayers itself, suppose Yamino, in some prayers there is always a mosaic, even if it's kind of Adam, so there is a Moritami. But suppose no one is a mosaic, not even a Moritami, and we don't know whether it belongs to Reuven, belongs to Shimon, so the halacha is that it's Yachleiku. Suppose one grabs it, so then it's Eimitzin. אבל תקש לי שאחלקש לי אחד מהמוזיק את מחבי אם תפסח לנו למיצים יורי חין כזה הריב זל בנו הבית תרגיש פרק המפקיד שאו בתקו פסק מה רב זל דחי אותם שבקיים לך הוא עמדו סופי לגלי כאחס כמו הקאמה ישחיל כי תקין לך נאי ותופס למפקיד בני אומר המחבר כלול את ישפקד במיינה בישפקד במיינה יש בייז מינים היכה שמוזר יחד יש מחברי די קיימו את כולו נדבר, הוא המין היחוד והשני, היכה שני השייחוד, אי מוזיקית מחברי, במין שייחוד מוזיק מחברי, יש שני חלוקים, Aber er hat sich auch so viel vormacht, weil er mit Basen geht so viel Träger. Und ich komme schlecht rein, weil er sich auch so viel vormacht, was er nicht sehen. Gehen Sie, mir schon lieb, sehen wir schon lieb. Wie viel ich schaue so viel gemacht, weil ich war zu mir. Warte, wie er doch was im Abkinn und Neuloi. Tova Adin, wie Dalet Neuim. Wie Nusela, wie Limuja, schlie ich drei und drei. Wie schon hier, bei Schuss, wie ich schon mit Altle. Ich bin mit drei und drei, wie er wieder Limuja, Neuim Abkinn. Wir können mit Schuss und mit Altle. Aber mit Kakoi auch viel mit Schuss im Abkinn. Because bei Kakoi ist alles, was ich gesprochen habe. Aber allein Chilet, wie ich trage, bis Neidin. Und ich schaue, bis Neidin. והפה אישה סופית מאפן נסיים, יש חילות בדין בין תבל בפניידים, או את הרשמת ומשולי פניידים כמיגה, במי שנאחות מוזק יש מחבירי, יש חילות בדין בין אין שמאחות איפה, בין דורס כי נמאחות תופס בין בפניידים, בין שלוי בפניידים, לא עם מפתיר בין, ובין עם שניהם תפסים בין, כי נמאחות תפס מחבירי, ועל הצפח, וקורא, מפתיר מני, בשעות ובסובה, לא עם מפתירי, והקר מפורד בפניידים, so, he mentioned all the club. Now, Kofat's Kulum Toy. Kofat's Echo Nam Nui, we say from Kulum Toy. Tame, the Livatil Berube. ולחי וכולה במייסה דהות דובר שמניעים לבוטל חיימה מדרבונו וקבוע נעמה אישייך על בדובר שאיסה והטה מקורת וידועים וליודע מי זה לא כך כי אם תס חנויה יסובר ינעמה להווה כי תברשתי בחום ואין לי משהו נשאבי לרק יחוד לקרו ודלוש נסיכו משמוך סוטייס וססי קשה דוזן גיבן איתך This discussion is, after all, why do we say Kofa Tzachot Nam Nui Nisichon Kulum Turin? Why? Why? Because there is a loche of Asiri Vada Ivri Asiri Sofi, but there is a din of Bittu Berov, and Bittu Berov is not only a loche in Lar Belach, even Yovish B'Yovish as well. So Mele here, so one say was mixed up, and we don't know. So one say is not chayev in Maisa Behemet, because he already walked out of the deer. So, but all the others are chayev in Maisa Behemet. Some mele, why don't we say, but we're all dead. Say X that walked out of the deer, so becomes both of the rov in the other say, just as we have it arubes of one chtiche of Nibele is mixed up with two chtiches of Shchuto. So then the halacha is that every chtiche is mutabachile. Every chtiche is mutabachile. According to the Rosh, you can eat all the three chtiches together in Pasachas. According to the Rashbo, you cannot eat them in Pasachas. But Pasachas, you certainly can eat. So there is a loche of Bitul Birov. There is a loche of Bitul Birov. So if there is a loche of Bitul Birov, so here too, that sex that already walked out of the deer, so should be bottled, as if no se had walked out of the beer, of the deer. And mele, so the all should be chayef in maize behemoth. But what do you say? But Dovashemimim is like bottle. True, it's Dovashemimim. But that's only the rabbonos here are talking about the reise. And with the reise, and the reise level, so even Dovashemimim is bottling, and the rachosh of everything. What will say, Kokobuaki Mechtal Mechtadame? No, so that is this the shite. Everywhere, in Chulin, in Zvochim, in Nozir, everything, in Gdushin, every place, that when do we apply the aloche of Kokobuaki Mechtal Mechtadame? Only when the Yisar is Nikam Kedim. For example, if somebody, let's say, But in the market, meat, and in the market there are 10 stores. One store sells nevela meat, and 9 stores sell kosher meat. Kosher meat, not nevela meat. And so if he finds a piece of meat outside, he doesn't know whether it came from the one nevela meat or from the 9 kosher meat stores. So then he's allowed to eat it, called the Polish nevela box. But suppose he bought in one of the stores, but he doesn't know in which store he bought. And we know that store number 2 sells nevela, and all the other stores, 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, sell shvutah. So, but he doesn't know whether he bought it in store number 2, which is nevela, or one of the other stores. So, the stores, the nevela store is nigam gemo, he knows it's store number 2. But he doesn't know whether he bought it in store number 2. So then it's called kavuah kimechsanach store. But when there is taruves and the isar is not nigam gemo, so then we don't say kavuah. So here too, since it's not nigam gemo, we don't know who it said went out of the deer. Some melee, it's a regular taruves, it should be bought for. It should be bought for. Now, so the Rosh, so Tefis doesn't give it terrors on that. But the Rosh gives it terrors. The Rosh is not best to give it terrors. He says, here it's not shayach to say, bitu berov of yavish b'yavish. Here it's not shayach to say, bitu berov of yavish b'yavish. Why? Because the bitul berov, and we have to say it, even according to the Rosh, that's the Chiddush. Because there is a machlekes between the Rosh and the Rashbo, as to whether in the case of bitul berov of yavish b'yavish, let's say one chtiche of the nevela was mixed up with two chtiches of shvuto, so everything is muta. So the Rosh says one person can eat all the three chatiches basachas. But then you ask, he certainly eats in the nevela. So it doesn't matter, because since just as by la belach there is a locha of bitul of iser nefach le'eter, so by yovish there is also a locha of iser nefach le'eter. Iser nefach le'eter. Rashbo says, we are not allowed to eat. One is not allowed to eat all the three chatiches together. So the fluke, the shot in the Rashbo is that by Yovish B'Yovish, so there is no din of pito of Isa Neparlet. It's only the Biro of Koldi Porish. It's only the Biro of Koldi Porish. But the bill of Kol Dipoy, so it's only shayach to say in respect to one of the three chatiches. But all the three chatiches together, you cannot say a bill of Kol Dipoy, of Kol Dipoy. Whereas the Rosh is that Yovish B'Yovish involves the same in Bittles Lavalach of Isan Epachleta. So that's why the Rosh says it can be all the three chatiches together. But the Taz points out in Hilchos Taruves, Simen Kuf Tes, he points out that even according to the Rashbo, so it's only with the Rabbonon you're not allowed to eat all the three chatiches together. But with the Raise, so the Rashbo is made it that you're allowed to eat all the three chatiches. All the three chtiches together. All the three chtiches together. So mele, so the but with Rabbonanat. So that means that on the Reise level, the Taz says in the Rashbo is mele, that there is a din of Isa Nepach Leheter by Yovish B'Yovish, just as there is a din of Isa Nepach Leheter by Lach. Now, the Rosh, so, holds that even on the Rabbono level, there is a din of the Isa Nefach Leheter, of the Isa Nefach Leheter by Yovish B'Yovish. So still the Rosh says here, he gives it to us, and this is Kashi. The Rosh says, here we couldn't say it should be brought to the law, because there is Ixaz HaKosu of Asiri Vadai Viloy Asiri Sofi. Asiri Vadai Asiri Sofi. So true, with there is called the Polish, Merube Polish, but here there is Ixaz HaKosu of Asiri Vadai Viloy Asiri Sofi. So he can't apply the aloche of Koli Porish Koli Porish. What's the pshat in the Rashba? Apparently, the Rashba Shiti is, you know, the Shishma is discussing. What is Rob? Is Rob a Biru or Rob is a Din? So if we say, so apparently the Rosh Shiti is, now, at that point there seems to be a machlekes between the Rambam and the Raid. The Rov of Kol Porish, that's the Rov of Ruben Isekamon. You can ask the child in respect to Ruben Isekamon, or in respect to Ruben the Isekamon. But let's consider it now in respect to Ruben Isekamon. After all, Kol Porish, that's a Ruben Isekamon. Now the Shif Shmaitz says that. The Rambam in Pirtes Vogel has Isurei Bie. The Halacha of Zion says, now, the Halacha is that if an Asufa is found in the street, a foundling, and we don't know whether he's Jewish or not Jewish, so the Halacha of Moses has no Asufas. The end of the first period, that is what. It all depends if Ruben Akum, so Machel Mason Evelis. If Ruben Israel, so then we are Machuyev Lohosh Babidosik Israel. If it's Nachzal Merzo, so then he Machel Mason Evelis because of Sofik, because we go Vosarov. So why, if Ruben Akum, we allow to even to give Evelis to the child? Because Kol Porish, Merube Porish. Still, the Rambam says, in Pirkei Avot, Chasisui Bie, Halacha Chaf Zayin, generally, Shekol Medino Sheish Bo Shifcho Yaakov, or Huyo Leilit, Hoyil Vahasufen, Hanim Tzoshon, Sofik Akum, or Sofik Eved, Kishi Yisa Agieres, Kmo Yishe Biyanu, Hareizu, Sofik Yishish, in other words, suppose a vlad, let's say is a zohar, a boy, was found in the street, and in that city, so all the women are Jewish. So then you would say, so definitely the vlad is Jewish. The boy, the child that was found is Jewish because one of the women in the city gave birth to this boy and they're all Jewish. But there is one goy, there is one shifcha in the city. So the male, even though we rely on Kol Porish, but since there is one nochris in the city, so there is a possibility that nochris gave birth to the child. When that child, when he grows up, marries a, let's say, a Jewish woman, let's say Geres, he marries a Jewish woman, a Geres, because why does he mention Geres? Because the Rabbanon Asufi is not allowed to marry Bas Yisrael because of Sufik Mamza. Some Mele, whom can he marry? He can marry a Geres. So, if that what? I mean, but the din is the same, even if he marries a regular Bas Yisrael, not a Geres. So, but Kedushin Seifes is not allowed, all right? But Rambam wants to mention an example that doesn't involve any Yisurim. Kishiyis ha-gieres, Moshibahu, Harim Zosofik Yishishish, Ve'avol Neopoter, Shinhirim Lasofik. So, if this foundling, the boy, when he grows up, marries a gieres, and then somebody will be Mizane with dead gieres, so the potter of this. Why? Because they don't miss out. How can we give Mise the one who is Mizane? Maybe she's not Nishishish. Suppose that foundling happened to be the child that was born by the one Nochris. So maybe he's going, he was Mikadesh, he's Dushno Matelfes. So the Geras is not Nishishish. So he's not Chayimis. That's what the Rambam says. Such a Chiddush. The Rambam is Chiddush. Because the Rambam is a Motzomim Misach Sanhedrin Shehilchim Midin Nifosh Sacharo. Why should? But true, there is such a possibility. But we are not Chiddush in Yud. And even by Nifoshes, we rely on them. So here too, see, there is one Goye, there is one Shifre in the city. But then there are 1,000 Noshim who have Nes Yisrael, so-called the Polish, Merube Polish. So the Rambam Shiti is, the Rambam Shiti is that even though there is Rav, but we cannot meet out the Foshes Mise on the basis of called the Polish. But the question is, Hilchim Nifoshes Zaharov. So the Shemaitzi says, according to the Rambam, there is a difference between Rube the Isikamon and Rube the Lesikamon. In other words, when do we say that we go with the Foshes Bosarov, that's Rube the Lesikamon. But Rube the Isikamon, so in Isurim is effective, but in Foshes, it's not enough. What's the Pshat? The Shishmaitis said, the Pshat is very simple. In regard to the Shaila, as to whether Rov is a Biru, or Rov is not a Biru, it's a Din. In other words, you rely on Rov. So according to the Rambam, there is a difference between Rubid the Lesser Kamon and Rubid the Lesser Kamon. Rubid the Lesser Kamon is a Biru, it's like a Nundene. Reid Bili Salocha Rabal. So it's a Nundene. So it's a Nundene. So it's a Biro. If it's a Biro, so it's effective. The government forces also. But Ruben is a Gamon, called the Polish, is not a Biro. It's a Din. It's not a Biro. A Din. So by Isabeheter, there is a Loche that we rely on Rav, even though it's not considered a Barai. Even though it's not considered a Barai. But the government forces, so there is a Loche. That Sofik Nefosh is law. We cannot be done in person if it's not a Vav. There must be a Vav. Must be a Vav. And when we say that Hilchim Nefosh is law, that's Chubid Lesser Amon, that this is Shmaitis. Now, so it is obvious. So, in other words, and the Raivet, who is Chalik, the Raivet Shiti is, yes?
Why is the Lesser Amon considered a Vav?
Because Rubid Lesser Kamon is like a Nundene, like Chazoki or Hesperia B'Sias Mani. In other words, Makro Luime, so we learn out that we go Basarov. Because if we don't go Basarov, how do we know that it is Bada? Even if we have Eidi, that the wife of that man is the one who gave birth to that child, who then he was Maki, her husband, the alleged father, but maybe she was Mizane. It's sind alle. So ich sehe, reden wir uns auch Araba. So in other words, we don't have to be chayshish. Maybe she was Mizan. So that's like an ungenehm, like Chazok Yodun Perea. We say it's money. Mashayin kin, who be this again? We know there is a goyah in the city. So, just because there are 1,000 Jewesses and just one goyah, does that mean that one of the 1,000 goyahs, the goyahs, so gave birth? I mean the 1,000 Jewesses. I mean gave birth. Maybe that goyah happened to give birth. So it's only the and the Rabbish it is. The justice who was a common is a pure, so who is a common is also a pure. So we need a justice who is less common in the fact is that the fascist. So who is a common is also a temper fascist. In the flu, the Pshat thesis, says that he doesn't become what we hold, because here there is a loche of a silly father, a silly son. So if the Rosh didn't say it, if the Rashbo had given the Tarek, then we could understand. But then there would be a raya that the Pshat in the Rashbo is not the way the passes. That with the raya. So by Yovish Biyoveish there is no bitul as such of Isa Mepahleta, but just the bureau of coal deposit. A bureau. There is such a shit as a shame. This is reading Bull of Basra, Tafla Medala. So this is reading Bull of Basra says people in the sense of Isa Nepach Nehetea is only Shaya by Lar Balach, when there is even distribution. But Yomi Biyomish, there is no objective people. What kind of people is it? You have three chichas, and one of the three chichas is Nebele, two are Shruta. So we don't say that chticha X, the Nevele, becomes converted into heaven. No, it doesn't come. But he's allowed to eat any single chatiche, because we rely on the bureau of Kol Dipokish. But of course, according to this street, you're not allowed to eat all the three together. Together, not even two together, you cannot eat according to this. With the eyes, you cannot eat. So if the Roshi had been that we are not allowed to eat all the food together, then we could understand the Rosh Teretz and the Isis Kashi, there is no bitul to the world, because here there's a kosher of a Seribadlas or something. So mele we cannot rely on the Kol Dipokish. But according to the Rosh, we are allowed to eat all the three tichas together. So that means the Rosh is that even with the Rabbonon, there is a din of Isa Nepach Le'eta. So what difference does it make whether Kol Dipokish is a bin, a biru? We don't have to resort to any biruhim of Kol Dipokish. There is a local bitul just as there is bitul by Lar Balach. So what kind of a terrace does the Roshi? So the Roshi. So if the Roshi had been like the Tesis Riddenburg Basra, then we could understand. But the Roshi is not like the Tesis Riddenburg Basra. Tesis Riddenburg Basra is Shmashiori. And I mean, Tas says that even the Rajbo agrees with the Roshi that on the Reiser level. So there is a Loche of Isa Nepachleta by Yerim. Only the Rabbonon is said they're not allowed the Rajbo to eat all the three tichas together. So we have to say that even according to the Rosh, who says we are allowed even with the Rabbonon to eat all the three tichas together, but there is still a basic distinction between Tarubes of Lar Balach and Tarubes of Yovi Biyovish. Tarubes of Lar Balach, so that we have an objective talus, even distribution. So there the halacha is that Isar is nepachleta, even nepachleta. By Yovish Miyovish, we really don't have an objective talus. One, chticha is nevele. I don't know whether it's different nevele, this or this. So the talus is in our mind, it's a subjective talus. Objectively, there is no doubt, this is not mixed up. We are mixed up. We don't know which one is which. Which one is Nevela and which one is Adeshul. But there is still a loch of Isamevachleta. But since it's Yavish Yavish, there is no objective Talmudist, only a subjective Talmudist. So the Isamevachleta is contingent, is based upon the heter of all the parts. In other words, when is there a deal of Isa Nefach the heter? If each Chatiche by itself is Mutar Vachile on the basis of the Biro or the deal of all the parts. So inasmuch as each Chatiche itself, suppose there wouldn't be a deal of Isa Nefach, one would still be allowed to eat one chatiche on the basis of the P.O. or the team of Kol Diporish. So since each chatiche by itself is mutabachile on the basis of Kol Diporish, so mele, even the chatiche that is klapish mai galye, that it is mele, is also a problem. But if for some reason each chatiche by itself wouldn't be neuter on the basis of the heter of the Polish, then it wouldn't be nepach neter. Then we wouldn't apply the aloche of Israel, nepach neter. Really, the Rosh Shite is like Rambam, that only Rubi Lesek Amon is effective. But Rubi Lesek Amon is effective on Mitzadim. There's a cause. You're allowed to eat. And as long as you can be tailored in Kol Diporish that is heter, that each simul chatiche is heter, so mele we are allowed to be tailored. But if you are teaching, it is still something. And true that the Rosh is Isis HaNepach Leheter, so there's the second step. But only when each chatiche by itself can be heter on the basis of the Kol Diporish Merubin Polish, then it is another letter. So mele, since here there is a deal of a silvada lesson, so mele we can't rely on the heter in respect to each set by itself and the heter of Kol Diporish. Because here we must have a bill. It has to be a silvada, not a philosophic. So mele we don't say Isa Nepach Leheter. We don't say Isa Nepach Leheter. All right, we'll leave it here now tomorrow.
You're wrong.
Well, we still have to discuss. And then we should go to the Gemara. We'll discuss the Rambam Shite, and then Rabbi Gvias Kashi, or Susan Kamboe. And then we should proceed with the more of tomorrow. Shnayim Rabbi Mishtar, that you don't have to go beyond Oma Rome Bachome. That's the beginning of the Chesom Dale. That's the seventh line.